From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Europe's migrant crisis deepens. Europe's migration crisis continues. Monday, train loads of people arrived in Austria and Germany from Hungary, many fleeing Syria's civil war. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said there is agreement, the burden on Italy of waves of migrants reaching southern Europe must be reduced. She called on other countries in Europe to do more. Germany has accepted more refugees than any other European country, but Slovakia, the Czech Republic, Hungary, and Poland are among those countries that have blocked a plan for EU member states to accept specific numbers of migrants. Austria Monday blocked a Munich-bound train at the Hungarian border as authorities searched for human traffickers and questioned hundreds of migrants whether or not they had proper credentials to continue their trip into the European heartland. Vienna tightened its security checks after the bodies of more than 70 migrants were discovered last week in Austria in an abandoned truck. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar Monday accused government forces of repeatedly breaking the ceasefire that was part of a peace agreement signed by the government last week.
We have concerns that the ceasefire is not holding, and this is because the government is unable to control its own troops. First, the ground troops have been continuing fighting, particularly in Unity State.
Machar warned if the fighting continues to go on, the peace deal will not be implementable. The ceasefire was to fully go into effect midnight Saturday. South Sudanese officials, meanwhile, have blamed rebels for new attacks, citing an ambush that killed at least two soldiers and the shelling of government positions. The United Nations has threatened sanctions against those who violate the pact. This is VOA News. Monday, the White House said U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice indicated repeatedly to Pakistani leaders they can do more to confront extremist groups. Rice met Sunday with Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif and the country's army chief in Islamabad to discuss operations against the so-called Haqqani network. According to a senior U.S. official, Rice told Pakistani leaders attacks in Afghanistan by forces based in Pakistan are absolutely unacceptable. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
It's a very dynamic region. We all know that. And we continue to consult with Pakistan and its neighbors to assess the challenges of the threat environment. And what responses need to be made.
The subject is expected to be on the agenda when Pakistan's Prime Minister Sharif visits the White House, expected in late October. The World Health Organization Monday said Ebola experts are in Sierra Leone's Cambia district to investigate the latest case that emerged in recent days, just less than a week after the West African country was to have begun a 42-day incubation period before being declared Ebola-free. Sida Yaya Tunis is head of communications for the National Ebola Response Center.
Communities must remain vigilant if we are to entirely win this fight. And this is a classic example of how things can go wrong if we tend to move away from doing the right things.
Experts are looking for the source of transmission and contacts traced after a 67-year-old woman died of the deadly virus in Sierra Leone. The United Nations warns the number of Somalis suffering from a lack of food that spiked in the last 6 months. Following a poor cereal harvest and early end of the rainy season, the UN coordinator for Somalia said there has been a 17% increase in Somalis going hungry. Peter de Klerk warns more than 850,000 people face a food emergency, while more than 2 million are facing food-stressed conditions. President Obama says it will take the Iranian economy until the year 2022 to get back to its pre-sanctions level after the recently negotiated nuclear deal comes into force. Mr. Obama said in an interview with the Jewish newspaper Forward, published Monday, Iran is going to have to use the $50 billion in unfrozen assets just to prop up its badly sagging economy. Opponents to the nuclear agreement with Iran, including Israel, say Tehran will immediately use the money to bolster its military and support terrorist groups. Tuesday marks the 11th anniversary of an attack by Islamist militants on a school in Russia's North Caucasus region that killed more than 340 hostages, including nearly 200 schoolchildren. The three-day siege and massacre at School No. 1 in Beslan, a town in the Republic of North Ossetia, is one of the bloodiest terrorist acts in Russia. It ended after security forces stormed the building and fought a gun battle with Chechen and Ingush militants. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.